And Petula Martin now with the business news.
Thanks, Mary. Microsoft is launching a training programme called Step Into Tech, which is designed to support anyone who's interested in developing their digital skills. It aims to equip 10,000 people with the digital skills needed for in-demand jobs in the tech sector. Catriona Hallahan is Managing Director of Microsoft Ireland, and she joins us this morning. Catriona, who is this training programme aimed at? Who would you like to see participate?
Thank you, Petula. As we all know, the pandemic has resulted in thousands of people being displaced either temporarily or permanently from their jobs across hospitality, retail, tourism, in particular. And so these skills are targeting those people who have lost their jobs, but also people who maybe just finished up in school or college or even midway through their career where they're finding the industry that they're in is becoming more digitized and they feel like they're losing their way and need to upskill with digital skills.
And how long does it take to complete Step Into Tech, and will people have a qualification at the end of it?
So it takes about 15 hours for the course, but it's an online course, so it's really aimed at going at the pace of the individual learner so that they can dip in and out of the different courses that are available to them. At the end of the programme, they will get a certificate from our partner, Fast Track to IT, and they will be able to continue their learning journey and get industry certifications, which are dependent on the course that the learner completes.
Why is Microsoft Ireland offering this training programme? What's in it for you?
Well, Microsoft's always had a skills programme, so we have a suite of education and training programs called Pathways to Life, and that targets from primary school education right the way through to PhD. We believe that the recovery for the economy is going to be a digital recovery. Every business right now is building transformation around digital skills, so it's critically important to us that we have people who are available to work in our industry but across all industries in Ireland to keep us innovating for the future.
Okay. People with digital skills, well, certain digital skills anyway, have been able to work remotely over the past year, and Microsoft's products have helped with that. The likes of Outlook and Microsoft Teams have kept people connected. But the lines are blurring between work and home life. Do you think people should have a right to disconnect? And does Microsoft have a policy on the right to disconnect for its own employees?
Yes, I think all employers are going to have to look at what hybrid working looks like in the future and how you build flexibility in for employees. Microsoft does have a very strong policy on people's right to disconnect. In fact, just recently they announced 5 well-being days for all of our employees to enable them to just take a break in the current environment. It's quite tough to be working remotely, and we're finding that our employees are working harder and longer hours, so we want them to disconnect and take time for themselves, for their mental health.
And what are Microsoft's plans for how staff will work when the pandemic eases in the future? Will they be back in the office?
Well, we've already announced that employees can work from home up to 50% of their time without any approval from manager, and they could do even more than that with agreement depending on their job requirements. So we're looking at even more flexibility going forward into the future.
And that's post-pandemic?
Post-pandemic, yeah. Right now, everybody's working from home except for our engineers that are working in our data centre that are keeping our cloud services working.
Okay, brilliant. Listen, thank you for your time this morning. Catriona Hallahan, MD of Microsoft Ireland. I'll have more business news at 8:30, but for now, back to you, Gavin.
Petula, thank you.